There may be days you feel like you're just not making any progress and you feel stuck in a rut. You may feel torn, tempted, tired, and just too confused to make the right choices. I've come to really understand that sometimes it's not that we're tired, we're just uninspired. And you may feel like the struggle of just surviving is more than you can bear. Oh yeah, there'll be days like that. You may say, what's the use? What now? What next? Why me? And why is life so unfair? You know, there's no easy answers. There's no crystal balls or magic wand to make the pain go away, to make the obstacles go away. In due season, you can get through your tough times. But bit by bit, day by day, step by step, you can either take some action and be mobilized by your faith, or you can become paralyzed by your fear, your doubt, and your procrastination. You know what? That's worth repeating. Bit by bit, day by day, step by step, you can either take some action and be mobilized by your faith or become paralyzed by your fears, your doubts, and procrastination. Don't allow the delays and setbacks to defeat you. Snap out of it. Stand up, shake it off, say a prayer, sing a song, go for a walk, call a good friend, cancel the pity party. Count your blessings, focus on the positive, get it together, and don't allow the circumstances to consume and scare you. Now, I want to encourage you today to focus on your solutions. Do what you can with what you have, with where you are right now. And when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Clear your mind of the ego, your fear, your stress, and expectations, because your expectations can set you up for frustrations. Now, I'm not saying you should not expect a miracle from God, but when you have expectations from people, when you have unrealistic expectations that people will do for you what you've done for them, or you have fantasies, or you're in denial and you're expecting things to be easy, no, that is not a healthy state of mind. But in the meantime, don't just pray with your hands, pray with your feet. Get up, get busy, taking the right action so the worry and the fear will not paralyze you. What's your heart's desire? Is it to release some weight, to retire, to buy a home, to save money? Is your heart's desire to write a book or a play or a movie? Is it that you just want to graduate or get clean and sober? What is your heart's desire? Is it to increase your business sales, discover or develop your purpose? Do you want to travel? Do you want a healthier lifestyle? Let me tell you, whatever your heart's desire is, there is a process. And you've got to press through the process to reach the promise. I gotta say that again. You gotta press through the process to reach your promise. This is Jewel Diamond Taylor reminding you, don't give up. Remember to visit my website, donotgiveup.net. God bless you and stay in the light.